Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial guys, Independent Solutions and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
This is about political retribution and punishing your enemies, yeah, because that's how petty people like Governor Cuomo are.
Welcome back, Mike Wilmus, Governmental Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. We're going to be all over the place. For those of you that are watching on YouTube or live, I have articles all over. We're never going to get to all this stuff, but I have no idea where to start. We've got WGRZ this morning. If you're local here in Erie County, they were talking about the fact that we're still in an orange zone, but yet Albany's numbers are worse. And they're in, I guess, a yellow zone, which means that some of the restaurants or their restaurants can open. Now, who lives in Albany? Who goes down to Albany a lot that might benefit from restaurants being open? Oh, yeah, Democrats.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Just
sickening,
amazing.
Sickening. And our leadership here locally in Erie County, outside of Stefan Mihailu and David DiPietro, you're totally freaking useless.
I'm confused, Mike, because I thought the role of the Erie County executive was to represent Erie County.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
I wasn't aware that it was to
Cuomo.
Yeah, was it to just kiss the ring of Andrew Cuomo? Was that it?
Absolutely.
So whatever King Cuomo says. Mark, yeah, you got businesses that are suffering, man. I mean, I'm going to play a video here. I'll have to play it off of this somehow if I figure that out. I'll try to do that on the fly today. We'll see. We'll take a step up today and see if we can't actually take the Zoom and play this video. But we're going to start to put these videos out there of business owners in their own words, you know, and how devastating this is to them. I mean, it's so sad.
They don't care.
I mean, you're supposed to represent the business owners, the residents, the taxpayers of Erie County, Mark. What are you doing, dude? I mean, first of all, you're a total hypocrite. The thing is, here's the difference between, I guess, conservatives or people on the right or Republicans and people on the left. You own up to your mistakes on the right, right? Governor DeSantis in Florida, for example, example of good leadership, right? Made a mistake early on. He said it. I locked people down. I locked too much down.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, I didn't have the data I do today. I would have never made that decision again. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake.
Yep.
We learned from that mistake. I'm admitting that mistake. Cuomo still has not admitted that he made a mistake putting people in nursing homes, right?
No.
He still is not to this day.
They do what the Democrats do, which is double up. They do something wrong.
Double down.
It goes back forever. Oh, wait a minute. We spent $20,000 on a $20 million on a website that we should have spent $500. Let's spend 20 more.
Why not?
Let's spend 20 more. Oh, the kids aren't graduating. Let's just spend more money and do exactly the same that we're doing. It's disgusting to see the business owners on their final threat. By the way, folks, we are a service-oriented economy. We said last week, and Glenn, you said this spot on, The people are even Democrats now. There's even liberal Democrats. There's attorneys out there that are going, I can't believe Andrew's doing this. And I'm like, why wouldn't you? Why? Why can't you believe it?
Yeah,
like,
what's not
folks
to believe?
With a brain in their head like us have been saying that for years.
Yep.
Don't give him power. Don't give him power. However, why is he doing this? Well, he's doing this because you don't have a big enough checkbook.
Yeah.
Mr.
Well, and
I think
part of his punishment, I think part of his punishment, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
I think part of it is, how dare you in Erie County defy me? How dare you vote red? How dare you vote for Trump?
No doubt.
This is about political retribution and punishing your enemies, because that's how petty people like Governor Cuomo are.
And who voted for Trump, right? Who voted against Andrew Cuomo in every single election? Well, that's a small business owner, right? That's the middle, medium-sized business owner. That's who votes against these people. It's not the big business owner. Walmart's writing a check to the Democrat Party. Amazon's writing a check. Google's writing a check to the Democrat. By the way, the people at Google want to unionize.
That'll last
about 15 minutes.
You watch how fast Google fires those 200 employees.
And
they'll get away with it with absolute impunity, right?
Nope. You just write a big enough check.
They'll quietly fire all, now that's completely illegal, right? You can't fire people for unionizing, but they'll do it.
Yep.
They'll fire every one of these employees, and they'll get a whole new team of 200 engineers like this, right? This is why, by the way, they want the expansion of the H1, not H1N1, that was a virus. What was the?
they want that too.
They want that too. What was the visa? Now I can't think of that. I got the virus thing in my brain. I can't.
No, because I'm thinking the new law that they want to pass in New York, the A, whatever it is, where it gives Andrew Cuomo even more power.
I'm talking about the immigration law where they always want the expansion to allow to bring in more, you know, Indian engineers and Chinese science, you know, whatever.
So
they can load them up in Google and Facebook.
Except the non-engineers that are sneaking over the border with heroin on their back.
Right, yeah. No, they don't want those. Those are just a byproduct of the
Google.
Because
I'd be all for
Google,
legally allowing
guys.
Engineers into the country.
Right, you know, but see, Google, you know, and Amazon and all these tech companies, Facebook, right, they want to bring them in from India so they can pay them like, you know, 1/4 of what they would have to pay an American computer programmer, right, or computer engineer, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
But you watch. Google will – you won't even see it, folks. You'll never even know. You'll never even know.
No,
unless
they
go to local press, you know, Google will fire all 200. They'll be gone, right? So anyway, so Monster comes back around. You're absolutely right. It comes right back around to the same liberals that affects them too. But they don't get it. It's the same thing with liberals moving from New York to Florida and then New Yorkifying Florida. Right, or Californifying Texas.
Texas,
right?
Yeah.
You left that place for a reason. Yeah.
They're
Think
taking
about
over
that,
Austin
please.
And now trying to destroy that. Thank God there's an attorney general there with a brain in his head because the Austin mayor, I guess, was trying to shut down the restaurants again. They said, no way.
Yeah.
Unconstitutional.
Right.
I just, these liberals, but they'll never get it. You can send facts after facts. I was going back and forth with one yesterday. Facts after facts. Here's a bunch of facts about why the masks are useless. They don't care. They don't
care.
Mike,
there
about
are some
facts.
People, if you told somebody like that to put a diaper on their head because that would protect them, they would put a diaper immediately on their head.
Yeah,
if you told them to jump off a bridge because that would keep you safe, they would say, which bridge am I going to?
Yep.
That's
yep.
You are
And
sheep.
Did Andrew say it, or did you say it? Did Andrew say it, or did you say it? If Andrew said it, it's got to be right.
It's got to be right, right.
Yeah. None of the stuff that he's put forth has been legislated. It's just been smashed down people's throats. The numbers have sucked, and it's pretty clear that what we did as a strategy in New York and in California didn't work.
Clearly.
Did you see in California, by the way, they now have a super spreader task force.
Isn't that great?
In L.A., they're actually going in people's homes. That is seriously something that, you know, I remember reading stuff in communist countries about, you know, people doing certain things, whether it was listening to rock and roll or something, and they'd come right into your house and rip you out. I thought, gosh, I'm so blessed that we're in the United States of America. And that's now happening in California. It's happened here in New York, right, to the Jewish community that was I guess I don't know if they were just getting together for a party. They just happened to be Jewish, right? But it's happening here, folks. It really, they're going into your house, and that's the next step on saying, well, you're going to listen to this, you're going to do this. It's for the better of everybody. I don't want to do this. I don't want to force you to wear a mask. I don't want to rip you out of your house, but, you know, I got to do it. It's for the betterment of everybody. The new legislation, by the way, that is supposed to, I guess, go hit the floor in New York on the 6th, is really scary. It gives Andrew another level of power. Now, supposedly, it's if somebody's really infected and they're still out in the community, he has the right to basically lock them up. But when you really read through it, it says if somebody is deemed a health risk to the community. Well, during a time of a pandemic or during a time of an emergency, not a pandemic, but an emergency. Well, what constitutes an emergency, which is not in there, number one, right? Yeah. Number two, maybe it's Glenn and Mike who are the threat, right? Maybe, you know,
maybe it's
Glenn
Dr.
and
Erickson.
Mike are saying that, look at their numbers don't jive with Andrew Cuomo's. So maybe Mike and Glenn should be put in a mental institution for, 5 to 60 days. Maybe, you know, we just drag them out of their houses. And that's really what the legislation says, which is really, really scary. And by the way, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe, thumbs up. We need the conservative talk, folks. We need to get the message out there. Political worries rattle the market. For those of you watching live, you'll get this. For those of you you should get it. We post this later today. So a big, big day in Georgia. And did you see that Project Veritas video of them registering malt to hundreds of people in one home? Did you send me that?
The one in Quebec?
No, it was in Georgia.
No, which one was in Georgia?
It was in Georgia. It was the James O'Keefe Project Veritas.
Oh yes. The vote registration. I'm sorry. My brain is still on
all
the
of you folks, by the way, on the
occupancy.
Left that say, oh, this is, you know, bullshit. This isn't, you know, there's no cheating going on. They're just mad that Donald Trump didn't win. Garbage. Garbage.
Yeah.
Project Veritas nailed it. They're going to steal Georgia today.
Of course they are. Absolutely.
It's on video. Hundreds of people using the same exact address.
Yep.
These are all homeless people that desperately need some help. So they're saying, hey, look,
you register Democrat, you vote Democrat, and basically we'll help you with what you need to help with.
Yep.
It's
yep.
sickening.
It's
and you're
sickening.
Talking about, and in fact, one part of the video, he goes, I think we've got thousands and thousands of people. And they're like, yeah, absolutely we do.
Yep, thousands and thousands of people. And Trump did a conference call, which they're trying to lambaste about. He's absolutely right. He goes, I've seen the video of them moving equipment in the middle of the night. Look, here's the problem we have now, folks. We're a banana republic now because, like in New York, Governor Cuomo, we had a Supreme Court decision.
Right.
Supreme Court, nationwide, right, coming out of a case that was brought in New York about a church and a Orthodox, I think, a Jewish a temple or something like that.
Yep.
And Cuomo goes, hey, it doesn't affect me. I'm not going to even bother. They just ignore the laws. Like,
right.
if the court is no longer, you know, look at the legislatures, right? I mean, look at all these state legislatures violated their own charters about how you change election. Well, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, right? Pennsylvania, only the legislature has the ability to change the rules for elections.
Right.
The state attorney general went right around that, right?
And no the judges problem. Are corrupt.
And the judges are like, we'll let it go.
You got a handful of good judges who are looking at the Constitution, who are looking at the laws and saying, look, I'm going to be a judge. You've got a whole group of liberal left-wing nutjob losers that are just refusing to look at stuff.
Or spineless. I think half of them are spineless, Mike.
Well
I don't want to make
spineless.
A tough decision.
Some of them are corrupt.
Look at the Supreme Court, though. That's a spineless. For them not to take up the Texas case, say, I knew this was going to happen too, right? You knew that part of the Democrat process was, make them think about, the burning cities. Make them think about the smash windows. And you know what? That's a fail for President Trump. President Trump should have taken the National Guard or the U.S. military, if necessary, and marched them into some of these towns. Lo and behold, by the way, the Portland mayor has now said, maybe this violence is not so good. Oh, now it's not so good.
Yeah.
Because, Biden's in office, so now
that's
we're
going
to squelch the violence, right?
Did you see,
Unreal.
By the way, the FDA admitted that the PCR test gave false results, right?
Yep.
So here's what they're doing, folks.
Yep.
So let me line this up for you. They knew that the FDA knew for a long time that these PCR tests are bullshit. They're not right. They're giving all kinds of false positives. And then, we talked about the switching from deaths because the deaths look like a bad ski slope. And what I mean by that is it's like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to ski on it. It's so far down,
right?
But of course, then they said we're going to switch to case count. Case count's going to go way, way, way up, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got it. It's such a bad flu that you need to be tested to know if you have it, right? Now the FDA says, well, look, we realize these tests are bad, so now we're going to correct the test.
Right.
Oh, really?
Oh.
What's going on now?
Miraculous.
Well, Biden's walking into office and watch and see the case count go like this.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
See how that works? Watch this, right?
All fixed.
Miraculous.
All fixed.
Miracle man Biden will have fix everything. Unreal.
Once again, we nailed it. I have been saying for months, Donald Trump better get his crap together with this because they are going to run the messaging of COVID over him.
Yep,
and
they did.
And he should have, from day one, said, we're not using these numbers. We are absolutely not. Look at the mainstream media. You want to run with that garbage? Here's the numbers that we're putting out every single
day.
Actual death count.
When Dr. Birx came out, Mike, he should have stopped it right there and then. When Dr. Birx came out in late March or early April and said, a reporter asked a good question, amazingly, and said, how are you counting the COVID deaths? She said, everything, even if you died of something else for sure, but you had COVID when you died, like George Floyd, you would be counted in the COVID case count, which skewed the numbers. President Trump should have stepped up right there in the press conference.
That's
said, whoa. I'm sorry, Dr. Birx. Did I hear that right? Can I stop you for a second?
Yep.
Maybe we should review this and discuss how we're going to.
And by the way, we're not looking backwards. I've been saying this for months. Get your messaging right on COVID or you're going to get your ass kicked on this.
Wow.
And I was absolutely dead right on that.
So now nationally.
He failed miserably on it.
He did. And so now nationally, Mike, we're looking at potentially losing the Senate, right? The vote's today. We have no idea how the vote's going to come out, but I have a pretty good idea, right?
Well, if they'll find the ones they
need. If they're willing to cheat for a presidential election,
and
what
with
makes
no consequences.
You, with no consequences, what makes you think that they're unwilling to cheat for a Senate? In fact, what's her name there? Stacey Abrams, who's now an election expert, has never won one, but now she's an election expert, right? She's already admitted to having hundreds of thousands of ballots already collected. Well,
I think that's
ballot
illegal,
it is illegal in Georgia, actually. Ballot harvesting is absolutely illegal in most states, including Georgia.
How does she get
She's hanging on to them. Well, she got to know how much they need. That's all. They're just going to figure out later tonight. What a joke. What a banana republic joke. So we're no longer following laws. People like Governor Cuomo are ignoring Supreme Court decisions, right? Lower court decisions are not even bothering with some of these cases, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're it's just amazing to me. It really is. Now, tomorrow, on Wednesday, right, it's Tuesday morning here, so we'll find out later today what the vote the results are for Georgia. Democrats already know, by the way. They've won. Just like, you know.
Yeah. It's just a matter of how much they need.
Yeah, just a matter of how
it's
many they need.
It's not if, it's not when.
Yeah, Stacey's got plenty of them, right?
It's when, not if. Yeah.
Tomorrow, then, is the electoral vote certification of the Electoral College in the Congress. Yep. So
we'll see if they step up.
Well, I think they'll step up because there's no consequences. They don't have the majority. They don't
have
enough votes to unless they pull 5 or 10 Democrats over. There's not enough votes. It'll never happen. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're looking at 4 years of a bumbling Biden administration, right? If he makes it that far, folks, I could see Kamala being president within a year or two.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
already calling her president-elect. Biden is. He's already said, here's your president right here. She's the boss, right? They're going to wheel him into a basement room somewhere and put, like, fake Oval Office stuff around him and say, just stay here, Joe. We got this.
Well, and they're already blocking motions to preserve the budgets for this climate change garbage, which wait and see, man. Wait and see what they're going to try. Here's the one thing about Democrats, which I give them credit for. They're dirtbags. They'll do whatever to win. Clearly, they'll cheat. But when they get into power, they don't screw around like the Republicans do, right?
No. They just jam it right down your throat, whether you like it or not.
Republicans, 100% of them, should have been together draining the swamp. And I know the tough part is that 50% of them are in the swamp. But literally, enough corruption was not drained over the last 4 years. But that also comes with cutting the size of government.
Yep.
You know, I was reading an article the other day about Department of Treasury under Obama actually gave money to some terrorist organizations.
Yeah, it was nice.
I don't really believe that. You know, Obama, although I wouldn't put it past him, actually said, here's a check for the terrorist organization.
No, he says cash, Mike. It was no checks.
Right.
He says cash.
Right.
Pallets of cash.
Pallets of cash.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the government is so damn big now. It's just so big that it's dysfunctional. You know, Glenn, I've said this a while ago. You and I have had the opportunity to work with some really big, big companies out there. And the problem is these companies get so big that they can't move.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for them to do stuff.
Yep.
That's why they fail. Sometimes they become so big and they have so many different departments. And to get this done, you got to talk to this department and this department.
Yep.
And boy, running a business like you and I do, where we're working with, let's say, 50 to 75 people, but we have sort of the final say on we do have the final say, but all these departments are really efficient. We can work together. And I just think sometimes they get so big.
Yeah.
You're talking about a government that is just
behemoth.
Out of control.
Behemoth.
Out of control.
Left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
No.
And it just, it's
just
become
right
its own monstrosity.
Is.
Yeah, it's become its own monstrosity. This, I was going back. I wanted to mention this, Mike. This was, getting back to just ignoring the rule of law, okay? New York Stock Exchange, shame on them. Check this out. This is yesterday, right, or this morning's news. New York Stock Exchange says it will no longer delist three Chinese telecom giants. The New York Stock Exchange said it would no longer delist three Chinese telecom companies, China Telecom, China Mobile, and China Unicom. Mm. 4 days earlier, the New York Stock Exchange said it had planned to drop those listings to comply with a November executive order from President Trump.
Mm.
Trump sought to bar American companies and individuals from investing in firms that allegedly aid the Chinese military. Well, they just decided to ignore. So let me put this in perspective for you, folks. Biden has not yet been inaugurated. President-elect Joe Biden has not yet even, let's say that he is was inaugurated tomorrow, right? He still has to undo the executive order. So let me just make this clear. The New York Stock Exchange has just unilaterally decided that they're going to just ignore a duly president executive order to delist based on national security. Mm. But the New York Stock Exchange said, we're not going to bother to do that today.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it. We don't feel like doing it. We're going to ignore a president executive order based on national security because we feel like it. That's what the New York Stock Exchange is saying.
And Democrats,
the rule of law, this is outrageous.
Yeah, they do it all the time, right?
It's
but yet Republicans, we have Republicans that own small and medium-sized businesses right now that are shut down, and they're going out of business, and they still refuse to open. They're still following the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember being on a conference call with some of these restaurant owners months ago and saying, now, we don't own a restaurant. And they're like, why are the financial guys on this call? And I seriously remember saying, because you guys don't have the stones to do what needs to be done.
Yep.
You need to open.
Yep.
They are going to put you out of business.
That was August.
That was August.
That was August.
August. August.
And 5 months ago. Mike,
remember that? They're like, well, maybe we could test people in the parking lot. Uh-huh. And I said, are you folks out of your mind?
Maybe we could have rapid tests so that you still can't get rapid tests in New York, actually.
No,
it's almost very difficult.
Nobody's taking a rapid test and waiting out in the parking lot.
Here, we'll text you. We'll text you if you're clear.
Yeah.
So stupid, honest to God.
So sure enough, we were right. They're still closed. They're still closed. How long can you stay shut
before
you go out of business?
Fortunately, there's 80 restaurateurs that have gotten together and filed suit against the governor. Yeah. And
now, the governor's a vengeful prick, so now what he's doing is sending in his liquor authority dirtbags to try to take their liquor license, which he did at Santora's. And it's no coincidence to me that Santora's happened to be the restaurant, one out of the 80, that was on Fox News.
Oh.
And they weren't bashing anybody that I saw. All they were saying is, this is our last-ditch hope.
Right.
Like,
this is
if we don't open soon, we're done. We're done forever. Yep. 60,000 people employed in that industry in Erie County alone, gone.
Yeah. 60,000 people are not coming back. I think they're on the 20,000 potentially that are still working. So even if they were to recover half of those jobs, you're down 20,000 jobs still. So
and they're not gonna. You're talking about 2/3 of the restaurants gone. Not recovering. You're not recovering 20,000. It's gonna take decades.
And the thing is, here's the thing.
Unwind.
The question you have to ask yourself, and to your point at the beginning of the show, Mike, why are we still in an orange zone, right? This channel, too, I'm going to read this instead of playing it because you won't be able to hear it very well. I can try to play it, I guess. Let me try to play it first. We'll see see if it's loud enough for everyone to hear. But if not, then I'm just going to read part of the article.
Those of you locally, by the way, it's on WGRZ. But
we post it to our Twitter feed, @FinnGuys, so you can find it there.
Well, tonight we are asking Governor Cuomo the tough questions. For quite some time now, the majority of Erie County has been in either an orange or a yellow zone, designated, of course, by the state of New York, based on our COVID-19 cases and hospitalization numbers. But even though those numbers have changed recently, zone restrictions have not changed. So Tuanya Sides' Leanne Stuck went to get some answers.
Parts of Erie County are still under orange or yellow zone restrictions, which have not changed in a long time, despite lower positivity and hospitalization rates than other parts of New York. For comparison, the regional dashboard shows the Capital Region, which has only 16% of ICU beds available, a higher infection rate, and fewer hospital beds, yet they have no zone restrictions.
It's just like with the cluster zones. I've advocated for the orange zone to return to a yellow zone. I think we had a shot at that until our numbers went up for the last week. So maybe we're going to have to wait a few more days for the orange zone to go to a yellow zone. I was hopeful after having 3 straight weeks of declining numbers that the state would do that. It didn't happen yet.
He's right. Between December 7th and December 26th, the week-over-week rolling average in Erie County dropped for 20 consecutive days. Yet the state did not change the orange zone restrictions. As you know, Erie County's numbers have been steadily improving over the last few weeks in terms of hospitalizations and positivity rate. Will Erie County be moving into the yellow zone, and why hasn't it thus far?
As the governor said, there was a series of weeks where there was some progress being made, more of a flattening and a slight decline, and in the last couple of days we've seen, unfortunately, some of the positivity and the cases per 100,000, some of the hospitalization numbers start to tick back up again for Erie County.
Zucker blames the holidays for Erie County's positivity rate increasing from 6 to 7%.
I believe the restrictions have helped because within New York, your basic thrust is right. We did see a thing, which is good, then a slight decline. We have seen a recent uptick. But the point about the zone is put the restrictions in place to control the virus. If we see a decline and a continuing decline, then we can relax the restrictions.
Leanne Stock, Channel 2 News.
During Monday's town hall, Two on Your Side discussed the current COVID-19 restrictions here in Western New York and how it compares to the rest of New York State. Viewers have been asking us a lot of questions about the microcluster zones in our region and across the state. These are areas that have either been designated in yellow, orange, or red zones and which have additional COVID-19 restrictions. These cluster areas are designated solely by Governor King Andrew Cuomo, who says he consults with his health team. There are a lot of questions, but nobody with the New York State Department of Health or the governor's office would come on our town hall segment to provide any answers.
Shocker.
Shocker. The problem with the cluster zones is that there seems to be no rhyme or reason why some areas are designated and others are not. The zone designations determine what schools have to do in order to open and also affects local businesses such as restaurants. Much of Erie County is currently in an orange zone, which has the second most strict designations behind the red zone. The rest of the county and parts of Niagara and Genesee are in a yellow zone. These haven't changed in a long time, despite a lot of changes in terms of COVID percent of positive rates, hospital capacity, and other factors, especially when comparing our region to the rest of the state. And that's where this gets problematic, especially for Erie County's orange zone. It's targeted for restrictions, even though a lot of other places across the state are far worse based on all available data. So here's what we've determined. Among the 34 orange and yellow microcluster zones across the state, Erie County's orange zone actually has the fifth lowest infection rate. Meanwhile, 24 of the yellow zones are worse. Where are you, Mark Poloncarz? I added that. That's not on the Channel 2 piece. What are you doing? Defend your businesses. Defend your residents. Defend your people.
Here's my favorite.
Gosh.
And it's do as I, you know, say, not as I do. I've talked to two people in the last 3 days who disagree with our belief that Erie County should be opened, right? Yet I found out they traveled outside of the orange zone so they could have dinner somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
So they're telling our local Erie County folks, yeah, you should be shut down. We don't care if you're going out of business. We don't own that business. That's not us. Yet I'm going to travel 20 minutes down the road so me and my family can go out and have a nice dinner. I just can't imagine the Democrats being this stupid.
Yeah.
Really, truly, this dumb.
They can't be.
Well, this side of the road's got no COVID. This side of the road has COVID.
Right.
And these people aren't going to travel over to this side of the road. I mean,
follow
how could you be that stupid?
The facts. Follow the science.
Yeah, here's the truth, folks.
Ridiculous.
Erie County voted Trump. Erie County's turning red. Erie County's getting sick and tired of the crap that New York City and you know 18 miles is throwing down at the rest of the state, right?
Yep.
Andrew knows that. Andrew also knows that the people that vote conservative are small and medium-sized business owners. He is punishing you. And by the way, wake up. Open your businesses. Get together and open your businesses. We will support you. We will show up there. We will buy food from you. If you're closed forever, we can't do that. We can't do that.
Well, we read some of the most recent said. I mean, you just feel your heart goes out to these folks. I mean, it really does. And I want to read a couple of these just because I want people to understand what these folks are facing, right?
Yeah, by the way, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Your daughter Lily put together a nice piece on some of the business owners out there that are struggling.
What?
And amazing, when you start to really do the research and you look at some of these hair salons or nail salons and even gyms, the amount of cleanliness, you know, they're spraying, they're sanitizing everything. I mean, it's amazing that to even think that a place like that could even possibly be a COVID spreader compared to a Walmart or a Target or, even an Amazon delivery guy. I mean, coughing on your package, way higher probability, I would think, of being sick than walking into a place that's been sanitized every time somebody sits down, stands up.
How about the health inspectors going business to business? I mean, how about, let's just commingle whatever we got across businesses. Like, that seems like a dumb idea.
Well, they've sort of buried that story, and we got to bring it back up. But the health department, there's some rumors that they were the actual COVID spreaders, the positive test inside the health department. Now, they're all hanging out, folks, and having parties and, you know, I'm sure drinking champagne on your dime, which we know because they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to entertain themselves with all kinds of good food while they were getting overtime pay, while they were smashing businesses and destroying lives.
I'm going to try to play this video that we put together, but it's going to take me just a second. I'm not sure.
By the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I know I'm going to say that a bunch of times, folks. We got to get this message out there. A lot of the stuff we post to our Facebook page, the more it gets shared, the more people can see this. You know, Facebook isn't going to allow us to, quote, boost stuff because they won't allow us to boost anything that doesn't fit their agenda. You got to share this stuff. You got to get out there. You got to be aggressive with it. People need to educate themselves. You're talking about 50% of this country that knows who won American Idol but has no idea who their local representation is.
Yeah.
It's really
Let me
sad.
Play this. Now, can I turn the volume on here? If I turn the volume on here, then you'll be able to hear it. Okay. We're going to see if this works, Mike. Hang on. Bear with me.
By the way, as he's loading that you did it. Chicago did it. I don't know if you saw this, Glenn. Over 4,100 people shot in the Mayor Lightfoot Chicago in 2020. You did it. Number one. Broke some records.
Yep. Sad. It's really sad.
4,100 people shot. 4,100.
That's crazy.
100.
4,100
people shot in her district.
About 100 a week.
This is the same mayor that said, lock yourself in your house. Apparently, these folks did not lock themselves in the house, unless they were shooting each other in their own house, which I highly doubt. The same mayor who said, you can't go out and fix yourself up, but I'm going to get busted fixing myself up. Why? Because I'm in the public eye and I'm better than you. 4,100 people shot in Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. You did it. You broke another record.
All right, here we go. I got the volume set. I think I got this. This is the video we just produced. First of many, by the way. A lot of these are going to be coming out in the next couple of days, I think. Hang on.
By the way, the lady who, I think this might be her. We had her on our radio show. Is this the one?
I think this is what, but you
and she got a lot of business out of that, including Mike Shaver here. Mike Shaver went, took his family to her. So, maybe we should call her again, see if we can give her some more plugs to see if we can help her survive here. Doing more, by the way, for the local business owners than any of our elected officials outside of Stefan Mihailu, who, if you see Stefan, we have to look and do some research on the rules on raising him money because. I would love to see him move up and be a bigger part of what's going on in Erie County. Could you imagine if he was the county executive?
Yeah.
Talk about winning.
Well, make sure you review the Republican rules, not the Democrat rules, because the Democrat rules, you could bundle,
maybe
whatever.
Maybe we should look at the Democrat rules. They
No. He's a Republican. You can't do that. You go to jail.
That's right.
Ask Dinesh D'Souza. He spent 9 months in a detention center in California.
We'll have to beg Stefan to change parties just until
crazy. All right.
Can you become a Democrat just so we can raise you all kinds of cash?
Exactly. Okay, here's a video. Hang on. Don't say anything.
What about now?
It's been horrendous. It's been horrendous. I haven't slept one night through.
This is my only source of income, like many hairdressers. This is it. We have to make a living.
This is barely scraping by, if not causing us to fall or into debt.
There was no compensation for the loss of our chair rental income. And as a business owner, we're also not just not making money, we're losing the cost of our overhead over and over.
We've had to reduce our staff probably about 75% now. We basically have one chef in the kitchen, a person on the phones, and a driver. Myself, I sit here and work every single day trying to do everything we can.
I took out a small business loan, and I don't know how I'm going to pay it back. How can you pay back a loan if you don't have customers? I've taken money out of my own 401k to open this business. It took me 10 years to pay that loan back. And now I have another loan that I will never be able to pay back. Never.
The fact that Walmart and Target and big box stores are open is ridiculous to me. They can't possibly spread the virus any less than us.
You're spreading. Those people aren't 6 feet apart. They're not sterilizing.
We have the all circulated air, 20,000 people daily in these major stores. People going down aisles, side to side, shoulder to shoulder, no distancing, not even the ability to distance properly.
And yet I have to close my business where I'm as clean as any medical facility.
It makes no sense for them to be open when we can't. We have about a month left that if things do not change, we're either going to have to temporarily shut down or permanently shut down.
It's kind of scary to think of that, actually. I don't want to go into debt, and I don't want to empty my savings that is going towards my retirement.
I'm planning on closing up the end of December.
Closing your business?
Permanently, yes.
The business you've had for over...
For over 15 years here, yes. How can you run a business if people are afraid to come in, are not allowed to come in? People are afraid.
Any job that puts food on my table, that feeds my kids, that's just as essential as anything else. Our bills are still piling up, and we have to open up.
It's sad. And that's a very small sampling of what's going on here in Erie County.
It is. We have
no way we could interview everybody.
But. No, and we have a lot more of these interviews, though, folks. We have dozens of interviews from business owners all over Western New York that are suffering. And Lily, great job putting that video together. Appreciate
Meanwhile, the State Liquor Authority, and this was posted on our Facebook page, is handing out fines at a table, not social distancing, and not wearing masks.
Yep.
Handing out fines. Literally, they're going, $1,500, $5,000.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one was on Fox News. We should go in there and shut them down.
That's right.
That one right there. Keep that one.
Yeah, remember that one? They had a funny menu that spelled out something against Cuomo. Yeah, let's just take theirs all together. Yeah. I mean, the political retribution, folks, the tyranny. I don't care what party you're in. I mean, honestly, for you Democrats, I know you're probably not watching this or whatever, but, you know, I don't get it. Like, again, they're doing the same thing to your businesses, too. I mean, even you attorneys out there that are now fighting.
They don't own businesses. It's just That's amazing. The problem. You've got 40% of this country totally incompetent.
I guess.
They really, truly think that a restaurant owner who's put everything on the line, oh, they've been there 10 years. They probably are rich. They got plenty of money. Uh-huh. Shame on them.
Yeah,
you know?
Just
what else could they think? I mean, could they literally be this stupid? The answer is yes. They can be this dumb.
Right? I guess. I mean, you can't. You have to chalk it up to something. Right?
Right.
I mean, you have to chalk it up.
Right.
You can't look at it and say, you saw the video, right?
Yeah.
0.14% or whatever it was from hair salons and personal care places.
Clearly.
And yet they're still not. Look, he came out with that slide in the middle of December, right? He let the cat out of the bag, right? We've talked about the article from May of this year where Governor Cuomo was, quote, shocked, CNBC article, that 66% of new cases were coming from people that were staying on lockdown. And as I guess he's still shocked because today, from the numbers from September to November, 74% of the new cases were coming from people staying at home, while 0.06 was coming from gyms and 0.14% was coming from salons, barbershops, and personal care places. He hasn't changed the policy.
Six times more likely to get COVID in a Walmart than you were.
He hasn't changed the policy. That's the most frustrating part. Yeah. And Mark Poloncarz, our illustrious county executive, is out there just, it doesn't affect him. He's skating with his buddies. He's scrimmaging with mates, he's golfing with pals, right?
That's right. He's golfing, drinking beers with his buddies. He's playing his hockey. He's going to work every day.
Yeah, Cuomo's eating lobster and steak, I'm sure, right?
No,
your
Cuomo's
kids are going to bed hungry.
Cuomo's got a raise. And for those of you that say Andrew didn't get a raise, absolutely, 100% he did. He elected to defer payment on the raise, but the taxpayers are going to owe him a lump sum of money at some point in the future.
I don't need it right now.
And I assure you.
I've been so wealthy. I've enriched myself so much. I wrote a book mid-year.
Mid
crisis. I took time off to write a book.
This thing was so crazy and so deadly. I had time to sit back and write a book.
By the way,
write the ending of it.
Janice Dean came out yesterday with her article. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I've just thumbed through a 24-page op-ed. And she goes through all of the decisions that the leadership. I mean, Cuomo, he won an Emmy. They gave him an Emmy for acting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a
great joke.
Actor. He really is. That's what he should be doing. That's really, truly what he should be doing.
This is posted to our Twitter feed. I would encourage everybody to share this.
I mean, look at how many people he's fooled.
Yeah.
Look at me. You imagine being that stupid to say, I really think this guy's doing a great job when we literally tied with California for the worst numbers in the country.
Right.
And the business community has been devastated. You're not compare it to Florida, folks. Less deaths. By the way, elderly population is 20% ahead of the state of New York. So if any state should have outperformed New York in terms of death, it should have by far been Florida. And I assure you, many of those communities in Florida were not social distancing. We talked to so many of our clients down there. It's, we're still going to bars and restaurants and we're doing our thing. If it really was true, if he had this whole virus figured out, we would have had one third the deaths and we would have had our economy still intact. Instead, we've got our economy in shambles. We've got states like Florida that are going to just completely destroy us, states like Texas, because those with some type of assets are not going to be re-signing a lease at the Walden Galleria to open up another location. They're going to be signing it at the Palm Beach Mall.
That's where those
assets are moving to.
Mike, let me read you a bit of this Janice Dean piece. This is on Fox News. It's posted to our Twitter feed, @FinGuys, and she just scorches, as she should. She lost both of her in-laws in nursing homes. They weren't allowed funerals. They weren't allowed to see them, right? Yep. They weren't allowed to say goodbye, right? And that's
my grandmother right now
is
dying of loneliness.
It's terrible.
My grandmother right now is dying of loneliness. So my mother and father have not. They're letting their bin now because she's on her final moments of passing
away.
Just
terrible.
Disgusting.
Just terrible. It's elder abuse. Yep. Janice Dean, this is the tragic rise of Andrew Cuomo amid COVID-19, a real American crisis. Had the governor admitted his terrible decisions, instead of making posters, plastic mountains, and coronavirus artwork, many of us would have forgiven him. We will make mistakes in life. We try not to, but we do. The key is to be strong and secure enough to admit your mistakes and admit your shortcomings. That was New York Andrew Cuomo in November 2020, speaking at the Riverside Church in Manhattan after releasing his book about leadership in the middle of a pandemic. New York Governor Cuomo's leadership memoir, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, was written and promoted in 2020 while over 30,000 New Yorkers died from the coronavirus, the largest number of deaths of any state, with an overwhelming percentage of those adults coming from residents living in nursing homes. Mind you, before the American Crisis book, there was the poster the governor helped create and sold of a mountain representing the curve on a graph of all the cases and deaths in New York. There were little pictures of all things Cuomo loved about himself, his sports car, his dog, his staff members, the boyfriend of one of his daughters depicted hanging off a cliff with a giant nose with a cotton swab inside of it. I mean, what a joke. This is a great piece, though. Read it, share it, promote it. Janice Dean has been on fire going after Governor Cuomo. She's trying to hold him accountable. Nobody else seems to want to, outside of a few, outside of Jimmy at the Washington Wall Street Journal.
Right? And now it's too late. They should have been holding him accountable from day one. Instead, now some of these mainstream media outlets, local media outlets, are trying to be tough, right? Give me a break. You should have been tough months ago.
The elder
you should have started to look at the facts and the science months ago and really questioning what he's doing. That news story, when he forced sick people back into a nursing home, that should have been locally here in Buffalo,
everywhere.
New York. That should have been on 247, eight times
constantly,
a day.
Until he answered or apologized. It should have been on, you're right, every single day, wall-to-wall coverage.
Yeah.
That should have been the scandal of a lifetime. They should
have been
why did you make this decision? He just gets away with it. Well, it's what the CDC said. We were following the fact. No, that's not what the CDC said. The CDC said you could put them there if you had the capabilities of keeping them quarantined and safe, which obviously you didn't. What Governor Cuomo did, like all poor leaders, right, like all failed people and failed leaders in life, is they blame other people.
Yep.
They blame other people, right?
Yep.
It was the CDC's fault. It was the Then he blamed the nursing homes, remember?
It's easy to do
it was
that
the nursing homes' fault because they didn't do the right thing.
Easy to do that when the entire media says, okay, we'll run with that. Whatever
you
want, Andrew, we'll run with that.
Here's what leadership is.
He wins, by the way, in a landslide. Like I talked to so many folks that go, well, he's going to lose next time. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What is the registration swing now is 4-1 Democrat.
I'm not even sure it matters, Mike. I don't even know that people vote in New York. I just think they go, they gather whatever ballots, they stuff them in a box, it's Andrew wins, right?
Could be.
He's counting the votes. This is Stalin now.
Yeah.
He's got the ability to jail whoever he wants, whenever he wants, right? For whatever reason he wants.
Not cheating, though. I think you're
crazy?
Looking at such a dysfunctional city.
I don't know.
Where you look, 460,000 people alone in the last 6 months have changed their residence in the city to their second home, right? So they're saying, look, I had a second home in Florida. I was using it 3 months, 4 months out of the year. Now I'm deregistering from New York and re-registering back in Florida. I assure you, folks, those folks that have the resources to buy two homes, many of them are not in the upper class where they're billionaires. They're millionaires, and they've worked hard, right? Guess who they're voting for? They're voting for Republicans. They're voting for conservatives. They have now walked out. You know what's left in the city? Antifa.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
Who's left in the city.
Yeah, well, there's a handful of people that are struggling to scrape by, right? They're still hopeful. They love the city. It's in, it's in every fiber of their being, right? They're hoping against hope that something turns around, right?
Yep.
They're hoping their restaurant's going to be allowed to open. They're hoping their life savings doesn't go down the toilet because of the backing up bills. They're hoping they don't declare bankruptcy, right? You're right. A lot of them now are so poor, are so bad shape because of whatever debt they have, whether it's because they had a business or rent due or whatever else, that they can't qualify to get out. They can't get a mortgage. They can't get another house. They're stuck. Those
they got
are
their
the
house
ones
in New York City,
that are the victims.
And they've got their house or their business there, and there's nothing they can do. They're stuck. Ask the people, by the way, in the east side of Buffalo. There's a group of people, I'll never forget this, about 20 years ago I met a lady, older couple, right in the middle of the east side of Buffalo, deathly afraid every night.
Yeah,
went
I know.
To bed
I remember
scared
that.
Every single night.
Couldn't move.
And I remember asking them, I was a 20-year-old kid, like, why don't you move? They said,
I
Mike,
remember.
Nobody wants to buy this house.
Yeah.
We don't have the resources. We can't sell the house. We paid $60,000 for the house. We can't sell it for $5,000.
Yeah, five or ten. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that. I was at the house as well. It was a couple folks like that we used to work with, and they all since passed, sadly. At least the one I worked with. But, it was the same thing. It was a beautiful house, well-kept house on a crack-infested street. Yep. Right.
Front door had been stolen a bunch of times. Yep. So my guy just, I would do anything to leave. I can't. And that's what's happening now in New York. Be so many people here stuck that just can't move. Yep. They've invested so much of their lives into a system that the Democrats have now destroyed. Everything they've touched, by the way, there isn't anything that they haven't touched and gotten their hands on that hasn't been destroyed. And that's how socialism works. And you can say, well, the Democrats are socialists. They are absolutely socialists, moving their way towards communism, right? When you see them putting together super task force to rip people out of their houses as they're partying on New Year's Eve, that's communism, folks. Yeah. When you see sheriffs being ordered to go into a gym to help, you know, and you got a sheriff who's going, where's your mosque? You're not wearing a mosque.
Like,
that is communism, folks, 100%.
Yeah,
scary
it's outrageous.
Stuff.
Let me just read. I was going to read this before. I didn't have a chance. This is Toutant from their post, I think, last week. Okay, y'all, today is our last day of service for a little bit, and while we are completely sold out tonight, you guys really love the Stingers. We just want to say thank you very much for all your support over the last year. It was truly meant the world to us, not to mention keeping that what few employees we have left employed through the end of the year. Truth is, we've reached another breaking point. Even with the aid of borrowed economic injury disaster loans, PPP programs, local and state grants, crushing our personal savings and retirement accounts, our business has not been able to create enough revenue stream to stay in the black. Even in times of 50% capacity and robust takeout, we still barely reached a break-even point of only labor, groceries, and utilities. Nowhere near covering, and I want you folks to listen to this. Here's all the expenses that restaurateurs and business owners have to deal with. And a breaking point, labor, groceries, and utilities. Nowhere near covering major expenses like bank loans, rent, insurances, right? All those little things would be, oh, I just opened up a restaurant. How about permits, right? Mm-hmm. How about tax filing fees?
How about the liquor fee?
Right? You have to pay a $1,000 fee just for the privilege of filing a tax return in New York.
Right.
What a joke is that?
I think the liquor authority, the minimum cost was like $5,000 a year or something like that. It was a big number. Actually, Timmy Kennedy was talking about waiving it, but I don't think that went anywhere.
Slowly over the last year, we've exhausted the means to keep our keep operating under these conditions, even with the reasonable attention, responsible attention to business detail, and close financial scrutiny we've always had. It's just been a slow bleed, and the decision to hibernate was based on saving whatever they have left.
So sad.
Roadhouse, Buffalo Roadhouse Grill, and you brought this up, Mike. This was the chain for a while, and the chain went under, and the employees got together. It was a great success story, and raised enough money to buy the restaurant.
It was an American success story. Girl.
Yes.
You look back at history, some of the greatest companies were a product of a recession, right? Home Depot is an example of that. Yeah. A bunch of employees got together, worked at a retail shop, thought they could do it better, got laid off in a recession, got together, and they did do it better and made something great. Same is true with Buffalo Roadhouse. Roadhouse is a chain. During the 2008-2009 recession, they closed the restaurant. A bunch of employees got together and said, we can do this. And they did. They raised the capital.
They did.
And so many folks in the community read this story, and they were hot. It was like the place to be because so many people were proud of what they did.
Until Kate Cuomo.
But, you know, you just can't. They just didn't have the money to beat Cuomo.
You can't fight King Cuomo. It's with a heavy heart. Is what they posted.
And Poland Cars and his minions just didn't have it. So Poland Cars and Cuomo and COVID in a box, apparently their lives didn't matter.
That's with a heavy heart and a great deal of regret, we are forced to close down permanently. This decision was not made lightly, but as a result of multiple shutdowns and a drastic reduction of business, we can no longer operate at a loss without any hope for the future. Thank you for all the great people who have supported us through the years. We will miss you. I want to highlight something in this statement that's really important. Without any hope for the future, this is where having the lack of leadership from Mark Poloncarz and Governor Cuomo really comes in. If you told these restaurants, okay, we're going to be opening in 3 weeks, we're opening no matter what. We're going to hope to get the numbers down, staff up for this. But that's the problem, right? A good leader, I said before, is willing to admit mistakes. But in order to admit mistakes, you also have to be willing to make decisions, right? And Governor Cuomo, like all bad leaders are unable to make decisions. Should we open? Should we close? Let's close by how about 25% closure. Now 50%. Now 75. Now red. Now orange. Now yellow. Let's make it as complicated as possible. Same thing with the distribution, by the way, of the vaccine.
Better than that, Glenn?
Complicated as possible.
Not to cut you off of the vaccine, but how about better than that? He has been very indecisive about how much to close. Right.
Everything.
25%,
exactly.
50%. But to open. They don't give a crap.
They don't care.
They
not
don't
even
care.
Talking
no
about
plan
it.
To open. No plan. Hear. First None. Of all, our numbers, and we just talked up in the earlier in the podcast about our numbers being better than Albany. There is zero. Once they close you, there is zero plan for them to open.
Nope.
That's not their intent. Their intent isn't to open things. Their intent is to close things. There's no plan. Yep. Contrast that with the governor of Florida, who has consistently said, our restaurants are open, and we are here to support you. Get out there. Enjoy. You know why? Because he's got a brain in his head, and he's looking at the numbers saying, wait a minute, people are way less likely to get infected with COVID at a restaurant than they are by sitting home. Get them out there.
Yep.
Get them out. Go enjoy yourself. Yep. By the way, help your immune system. Take a walk. Go
but
walk
he made a decisive decision. Early on, he said close. 100% Florida closed, right?
Yep.
And then he realized, made a mistake. 100% back open. And we stayed that way. And that's the thing, right? He made a decision. He was wrong. He looked back and said, I was wrong. Made a mistake. Changing course. New data. New information. Changing course based on new information. Governor Cuomo, new information. New data. Hide the data.
Yep.
Right. Don't tell anybody about the data.
That's right.
Don't release the data. No. Oh, I accidentally released the data. 0.14% coming from hair salons. Oh, well, ignore the data then. Now that it's out there.
Didn't fit the agenda.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore it. And guess what? A month later almost now, it's been almost a month, there's been no changes in Erie County.
No talk.
None.
No talk about changes.
None.
Man.
No talk about it.
Here's what we're going to do.
And that's the thing with this tweet or Facebook post, whatever this was. No hope. We have no hope for the future because we have no idea if he's going to – is it a month? Is it a quarter? Is it summer? Is it July? De Blasio's talking 2022.
It'll take 20% of you business owners. During the Revolutionary War, only 20% of us fought, right? It'll take 20% of you business owners to say enough is enough. 20% of the restaurant owners, 20% of the salons, 20% of everybody that's closed to say, this is the day we've had enough.
Yeah,
we're
crazy.
Opening up. And for you COVID never openers, stay at home. Stay, hide.
Yeah, you go know, for it.
Love
do
your
you.
Mask.
You do you.
Love your mask. Most of you are you know, marry your mask if that's what you want, right? You want whatever you want with your mask, you do with your
go
mask.
Go for it.
right. I don't want to
leave
pay
the rest
for it.
Of
I
us alone.
See it.
Yeah, leave the rest of us alone. And by the way, stop blowing in your neighbors. I'm so sick and tired of this. I swear to God. I'm just so tired of it. Like, you know, they had six people at their house for Thanksgiving. I mean, if you're that person, I got to tell you, there's a special place in a really hot, dark place that where you're going after you die.
Unless,
I'm just telling
by the way,
you. That's going to be
karma,
folks. Some
of the folks from the health department and the liquor authority, who we continue to call on a daily basis, who don't have the stones to call into our radio show or the podcast to talk about what they've done and to defend themselves. And that's when you know they're wrong, folks. That's when you know they're wrong. When there's a good elected official and he or she feels like, you know what, you might disagree with me, but here's the data I'm looking at and here's what we're doing. They're totally unwilling to do that. Let me just say this. Now more than ever, it is important to diversify your money. I know we talk mainly about politics here, but it is the place where money meets politics. And that is happening right now, folks. And you've got to be very careful about making decisions. Number one, what we're doing in this country is destroying non-publicly traded companies and forcing that money into publicly traded companies. So don't think for a second that the stock market can't go higher, right? Walmart's not getting hurt here. Amazon's not getting hurt here. Apple's not getting hurt here. You know who's getting hurt here? The mom and pops, right? So that's number one. Number two, there's a lot of cash on the sidelines. That's a positive for the stock market. Number three, and this is going to be a concern for volatility, if the Democrats steal Georgia today, we're going to continue to see left-wing agenda, big spending, and massive rules and regulations that are going to come down the pipeline. Does that hurt us today? Well, it will short term. It'll hurt us more long term. And we've been talking for weeks about the Community Reinvestment Act and how that damaged our economy in 2008 and 2009 and redlining. That didn't happen in 2007, right? Bush didn't put redlining into place, and all of a sudden it blew up. That was Jimmy Carter. It was Bill Clinton. Yep. Watch these folks go after and try to destroy healthcare. They won't do it next year. It won't happen the following year. This stuff little by little sinks in. It'll take 20 years for us to bankrupt the country based on their healthcare plans that they put into place. But mark my word, it is absolutely imperative that as you're looking at your money, you're studying some of this stuff long term. It will blow up, and it might not blow up for 20 years, There's going to be themes and stocks that do well, right? By the way, healthcare stocks did really well under Obama. Why? Because he was giving them money.
Yep.
He was giving
money out to
them. You got to follow some of those trends. And, you know, our money managers and our team, if you need our help, 833-FIN-GUYS, you can always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. I can tell you it is more important than ever to be diversified and to make subtle changes along the way to try to take advantage of the volatility that's going to come down the pipeline.
Yeah, I agree. If you need us throughout the week, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, obviously our YouTube channel, depending on where you're watching this now, whether you're watching it on Facebook or Twitter. Yep. We post our finalized podcast. So the audio version of this podcast that you're watching now will be released Tuesday afternoon, later today, on Spotify, the iTunes, Apple Store, all the places you can find a fine podcast, iHeartRadio, and so on. Tomorrow, on Wednesday afternoon, the video version comes out. So you'll see this, but it'll be the edited version with including the video clips and things like that that we didn't have a chance to talk to.
All right.
Thursday mornings now, we're releasing the YouTube video. So make sure you like us on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and follow our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it. And hit the bell so you get notified with new episodes and things that we put out there.
A few housekeeping notes. The restaurant owners that are up against the lawsuit, they could not come up with a – I don't know why, but the attorneys, and they were allowing the state to negotiate. You know, okay, what do you want, 50%, 75%? Yeah. If I was the attorney, I would have said no negotiation. I'm not 100%
exactly.
open, but that's what they did. The state didn't want to negotiate. The state said, no, we're not willing to negotiate. We don't want to open at all. So apparently the judge is going to rule around 2 o'clock on Friday,
Big deal.
I know there's a huge group of folks that want folks down there. If you're able to sneak out of work and go downtown to the courts where some of this stuff is going to go down, and by the way, freedombeforefear.com. We'll have an update there, freedombeforefear.com, on everybody that's going to get down there. I think there's a lot of restaurant owners that have said, we don't care what the outcome is, and I'm praying they do this. We don't care what the outcome is. We're opening anyways.
Yep.
And I would tell you, if you're a conservative-thinking person, understanding how our economy actually works, go out there and support these folks. If they have the stones to do that, go out and support them. They need hundreds of people. They need people there when the liquor authority shows up to say, you're not going to do this here anymore. You're not going to collect all your overtime and continue to smash and my windows in our business. They need support. And Robbie, who is a gym owner, is really looking for support to get a bunch of people down there in front of the courthouse to show that we're with these restaurant owners. Freedombeforefear.com. What do you think, Glenn? Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. It's been about an hour. So thanks for everyone that watched. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks for all those that followed us live on whatever you're following us live on, Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube.
And we're a little bit stumbling in the beginning. We're getting this all down. So for those of you watching live, we're new to the live thing.
It's hard to run all these different things. It really
is.
I mean, between running the laptop and trying to run the videos and trying to run the board and trying to run the iPads in both locations, and it's just
it's
a lot
hard.
Going on. We need a bigger production team.
Louis
needs a team.
Not everybody can do this. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wigger, we're the Financial Guys. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, thefinancialguys.com. God bless. Catch us on Saturday, and go Bills.
Yeah.